Many residents in the hardest hit areas of North Carolina still lack running water, food, and electricity in the aftermath of Helene. The Philadelphia chapter of the American Red Cross is lending its support. And KW's John McDevitt was at the organization's Center City headquarters when an emergency response vehicle headed south.
The Red Cross emergency response vehicle was being driven by Mary Knoll, an American Red Cross volunteer for 19 years.
It's a feeding vehicle. There's a serving window on the side, and we will go out into the communities and deliver food to shelters and churches, but for fixed feeding, and then we'll also go door to door in down the streets in the disaster zones, and we'll feed people who need a hot meal because they don't have any power, and that helps to keep them close to their home so that they can continue to clean out their home and get back to some semblance of normal.
The vehicle will join 60 other Red Cross emergency response vehicles in North Carolina. Knoll will maintain all of the vehicles there.
We have to check them and make sure that if there's anything loose or broken, or if it needs to get service, or it's got a tire issue, we'll make sure that it gets taken care of.
Knoll is one of six Red Cross volunteers in the entire country that does what she does. The American Red Cross Southeastern Pennsylvania region now has 24 volunteers assisting victims of Hurricane Helene. John McDevitt, KW News Radio, 103.9 FM.